From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Melissa Block. And in this part of the program, the cost of oil in an election year. Oil has jumped sharply in the past 2 weeks, and the price of gas is also moving. A gallon of regular costs nearly $3.60 on average. In some areas, more like $4. Some worry that could hurt the economic recovery, and it's raising a lot of eyebrows at the pump. In a moment, how gas prices affect presidential politics. First, NPR's John Idstey tells us what's behind the rising costs.
Like other people around the country, these customers at filling stations in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, are feeling the pain of higher gas prices.
Well, one, it makes me angry to see the prices go up and down and all over the place.
You know, you got the haves and the have-nots. I got to work from paycheck to paycheck, so I ain't got no choice. Either I get the gas or my car sit.
It's just a sign of the times. Everything's expensive.
Daniel Juergen of Cambridge Energy Research Associates says gas prices are up mostly because of the West's confrontation with Iran and sanctions over its nuclear program.
Right now, the market focus is on a tightening of supply because of the whole direction of these policies is to do one thing, which is to reduce Iran's ability to export oil.
That's driven crude oil prices in the U.S. to around $106 a barrel. But Fadel Gates, senior energy analyst at the investment firm Oppenheimer & Company, says there's an even bigger reason than Iran.
The supply of gasoline has been declining because we have 700,000 barrels of refining capacity was shut in the last 3 months. That is almost 5% of U.S. gasoline production is now offline.
This is just an amazing drop in refining capacity.
That's energy analyst Phil Verliger.
I've been following the industry since 1971, and never in my life have I seen so many refineries close all at once.
Sunoco, Conoco, and Hess have all retired outmoded, unprofitable refineries in the eastern U.S. and Caribbean. And Verliger says a big European refinery that produced gasoline that was exported to the U.S. is also closed. But there's still another interesting ingredient to add to this gas price stew, says Fadel Gates.
Because of the global market is much more lucrative than the domestic market, for the first time in our history, we are not importing gasoline. Not only we are not importing gasoline, we're actually net exporter of gasoline.
So while gasoline supplies are short and prices are rising in the U.S., the big oil companies are exporting gasoline. Ironically, that's because natural gas prices in the United States are so low. U.S. refiners are using this cheap domestic natural gas to produce the heat needed to crack crude oil into products like gasoline.
That enables us to land gasoline in Mexico, for example, cheaper than Mexican refiners can produce it for.
It's part of the very surprising energy advantage the U.S. is developing because of techniques like fracking and horizontal drilling. They're producing once unimaginable amounts of natural gas inside the U.S. But will the higher oil and gasoline prices stall the U.S. recovery? Dan Juergen thinks they could.
Every penny increase in the price of gasoline takes $1 billion out of the pockets of consumers over a year.
That could hurt spending and cost jobs across the economy. But Phil Verliger is more optimistic.
For the first time in my life, I'd say that this time higher oil prices may actually stimulate a little more economic activity rather than a little less economic activity.
Verliger says that's because the higher prices are causing many people to buy fuel-efficient cars, boosting the output in one of the country's major industries. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.